the star of BBC Radio Ulster, sitting in the studio with me, the real star. Good morning to you, Uncle Hugo.
Stephen, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, I believe you're part of a big TV show tonight. Well, 10:35 BBC One, no less.
Thanks to yourself, Stephen. You know, when you put the proposal to me initially about doing a wee bit of a programme on me, I didn't know what I was letting myself in for. But when I sat down in front of Stephen Nolan, I realised what all the politicians have to go through then.
Well, this is Hugo is the first programme in a 6-part series called Story of a Lifetime. And this is basically capturing someone's life story as much as we can. And I'm going to play just a little bit of what you'll hear on the television tonight, 10:35 BBC One, during which Hugo talks, I think it's fair to say, really openly, Hugo,
yeah,
and emotionally about your battle with drink and your mum, who brought you up by herself. You do say in the programme that you grew up not knowing your dad, and then finally in your 20s you tried to confront the man that you believed was your father. Let's have a listen to this.
But it wasn't the best of starts for baby Hugo. His mother, wee Susie, wasn't married, and in the Catholic community in the 1950s, that was altogether quite shocking.
I remember one day standing down, there used to be an old cafe in the main street, and it's the band called the One Mill Cafe, and this woman walked around, and I was about 7 or 8 years of age, wee thing, standing looking at my man, and this woman says, you know, he's wild, like. Well, she says, you can say, because he knows about it anyway. Because my ma told me from the word go.
Oh, did she?
Oh, aye, my ma never held back to me. My ma told me from I was the...
How did she explain it?
She didn't explain the nitty-gritty part of it, but she explained that I had no daddy.
But he did have a daddy, one who lived just down the road. I've asked Hugo to take me to his father's house.
On down to your left again. Just over there now, to your side there, Stephen, where the gable house. And
will we get out?
No. It's got no fond memories for me.
Hugo grew up just a few miles from here. One night in the early 80s, he decided it was time to meet his dad.
I'd never met the man that they called father. And suppose I wanted to meet him. Just for the sake of clarifying the fact that if he was my father, if he wasn't. So I wanted to ask him that. That's all I wanted to ask him. And over knocked the door myself, and his wife came out, and God bless her. And I got to know her afterwards. And she says, he's not in. And I said, excuse me, can I go in? And I went on, and he was sitting. And
So here were you in your early 20s, walking in to speak to your dad for the first time?
Yeah. And I asked, could I? I just want to ask you a question. I said, I just want to know, are you my father, are you not? And his wife said, he's not your father. And she said a few things. And the next thing was, he just looked up and he never spoke to me, he never said nothing to me at all, and just nodded his head like that.
Hugo never spoke again to his father. And his father went to his grave, never ever having said a word to his son.
People are going to be... What's it like listening to that, Hugo?
Very emotional. I find over the last number of years, I've got very emotional about the whole lot of it. And it just gets that way about, you know, you do take it in. And people see me going about jumping and... loud mouth and all this carry on, you know, but they don't realise there's another person there. I'm sorry for actually going up to meet my father the way I did it, because I was drunk the day I went up. And, you know...
I've had a big regret in your life, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, because I was drunk. You know, I shouldn't have done it that way. You know, they say out of every sort of bad experience comes a good one. The good experience was I met his daughter, Carmel, and her son and daughter are... met Marion, and I met her daughter Carmel and Stephen, the son as well. So that was three good things come out of it, you know. But if I had to do it again, going up in the way I went up, I wouldn't go up. But it's all an experience. A lot of people go through it too as well, you know, and it just gives you a wee bit of more push to go to try and do what the best you can with yourself.
What I reckon people are going to, and obviously I made the programme, so I'm slightly biased, but what I reckon people are going to discover about you tonight on television? Because people always have a perception of someone that's on the radio. And there are many, many layers to you. And many, many layers to, you know, you've lived a life. And you've got a very interesting experience, life experience over many, many years. And, you know, your Uncle Hugo loves you and the laughing, smiling, happy man. You've been like the rest of us. You've lived a life where you've had many bad experiences as well as good.
Oh, aye, but you have to take the rough with the smooth. And suppose going through the early days, what I did go through, and it was good. I was able to stop drinking at the age of 33, and I stopped on the 29th of December, 33, and last December 29th, I was 29 years without drink. So it's good when you can do that, but then you find that you have to get a substitute for that. And my substitute then was work. And from coming from one extreme, I went to the other extreme as being a sort of a workaholic. I just, you know, I love working every second that's sent there because, you know, you're going to be dead long enough, so I get out there and do it. And I do love work. I love getting out. I love the buzz of work. And I love talking. I love meeting people and driving.
Is it scary being in a television programme like that? It's finally, it's been trailed recently, obviously, over the last few days. Have you had much feedback? This is before people see it?
Loads of feedback about it, but a thing that, you know, I didn't really think that much about it. It was in my mind all the time, but more so this last fortnight or so, it's been there, and very, you know, the stomach's been churning all the time, you know. It leaves you, you know, I hope people think no less of me tonight after they see it, and you know, I just hope for the best.
You're all over the Belfast Telegraph today. I see front page and double page spread inside. Hugo Duncan, a life laid bare, they say. People can see this television programme tonight, BBC One, 10:35, and it'll just be interesting. Tomorrow we're going to take some calls on particularly on alcohol and your drinking tomorrow after people see the programme. Here's Bertie in Lisburn, though, just to talk to you today. Morning, Bertie.
Good morning, Steve.
You can say hello to Uncle Hugo.
Hello, Uncle Hugo.
Yes, Bertie.
I've had my way, you bit, Sir Hugo Duncan, so you would. Oh, you're a great gentleman. You've been brought many hours of comfort to me over the years from I've been listening to you on your programme every day. And even when I was down and done a broadcast with you in the BBC, I was treated like gentry, so I was. You were more than good. And you treat everyone, all your listeners out there, the same way, so you do. You're a wonderful ambassador for Northern Ireland. And you can go to any part of the community and you're made welcome. And it's great to hear you. And not only that, and with your team too. Wee Joe with you there and all the phone staff and all, make it really enjoyable.
I know you're blind, Bertie, but are you going to listen to the television programme tonight?
Oh, I most certainly will. And I've got a reminder yesterday from a social worker. He phoned me at tea time last night. And he said, you've no call for my fallen Uncle Hugo, so well. But the whole BBC team behind him and all his great comfort, and including yourselves.
Tell you what, Bertie, I wish I could say the same about my team. At least his team turn up for work on time.
Oh, but your team...
My lot are hardly ever here.
Oh, nine. Don't spit nice off. We don't hear Hugo criticising his team. No, it's great.
I'm going to do a swapsie.
He's a great man, so
Bertie. You're one of the people who make it worth our while coming into the radio, because, you know, hearing people like you coming onto the radio and seeing the comfort and the pleasure you get out of it is great.
Here's Stevie. Let me bring in Stevie this morning as well, Bertie. Thanks, Bertie. Talk to you later on. Thank you, Stevie. Morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Hugo.
Is that the wee worshipful master?
That would be the past master, Hugo. How you doing?
Hello. How you doing, buddy?
I just wanted to phone in and say, you know, Hugo, he's a real star. He brings a lot of warmth and a lot of happiness to a lot of people throughout the whole country, from half one to three. And he's got an exceptional talent when he's working with mentally handicapped kids and people who are sick in the hospitals. I had the pleasure to work with him on Christmas Eve up there in the Royal Victoria Hospital. He really has a special talent. And we all love him as much as he loves us.
This is the former worshipful master, Stephen, and we Stevie here, Stevie Ray, and now he's doing a bit of training too, and he's been stretched from 4 foot 9 to 6 foot.
He has, and Hugo, I'll tell you, by the way, I got the big widescreen TV for the night.
Oh, you sent in yesterday, Stephen, saying he's getting the widescreen.
Well, in proportion.
For you, myself.
Be well in proportion.
Let me tell you, can I just say, Hugo looks extremely slim when he's sitting beside me, let me tell you, on that programme. Stevie, thank you.
Stevie, God bless you.
Thank you.
All the best, Hugo.
Bye.
We look forward to seeing you on the TV tonight, Hugo.
Stephen, thanks very much, and thanks for giving me the opportunity. And if you ever think of doing it yourself, I want to do it for you.
Okay. No problem.
I want to get at you.
Thank you. Right. Okay, Hugo, good luck. I know your show's on today.
Thanks very much.
Half past one today. We'll see you then. Hugo Duggan, thank you. Story of a Lifetime, BBC One, tonight, 10:35, when you start learning all about Hugo's life. 10:35, BBC One.